More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two major stories that I want to bring to your attention. One of them deals with Ukraine, and the other deals with squad member Ilhan Omar. And I'm going to start with that. In a shocking speech, not in English, squad member Ilhan Omar slammed now for a disgraceful speech saying she is Somalia first and pushing an unrecognized deal with Ethiopia. Yeah, she's a United States Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, is now being accused of treason and calls to be removed from Congress. She faces fierce opposition for a speech where she unapologetically declares she is, quote, Somalia first. Now, the ambassador reposted the video of Omar's speech on X and called it regrettably unbecoming and lacking in common decency. That is what the Somalian ambassador said in the post on X. The leaked video of Omar's speech from January the 27th quickly went viral and garnered widespread criticism, including from many conservatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who accused her colleagues of using her position to protect people who hate America. And also said she's clearly admitting to putting another country ahead of American interests, which, by the way, is against the job as a congressperson. Omar decried the criticism as completely off base, claiming she is saying that her top priority as a U.S. member of Congress is to represent the best interests of Somali people in America, which is not what she actually said in the speech. The squad member was speaking in Somalian at a Minneapolis event on Saturday when the moment was captured on camera and then circulated quickly online after it was translated. Sleep in comfort, knowing I'm here to protect the interests of Somalia from inside the U.S. system, Omar said, quote unquote. Yes, let me read that again for you. A United States Congresswoman speaking in Somalia said, sleep in comfort, knowing that I am here to protect the interests of Somalia from inside the U.S. system. Not the U.S. government, the U.S. system. That's not all she said. She also uplifted Somalia's unity against Ethiopia and Somaliland, which is an unrecognized state considered part of Somalia, and supported Somalia forcibly retaking land around their country. ACT for America founder and chairwoman Bridget Gabriel wrote on X, Ilhan Omar puts Somalia first, Islam second, and America last. By the way, I couldn't agree more with that statement. Saying this, quote, we hope the House leadership and her caucus will take note of her public conduct on becoming of a United States Congresswoman nor representative of the August House that she serves in. I couldn't agree more. Representative Green wrote, quote, terrorist sympathizer Ilhan Omar, in her own words, Somalian first, Muslim second. She never mentions America. She flaunts using her position as congresswoman to protect Somalia's borders while our border is invaded by millions of illegals who are a danger to America. She went on to add in her statement saying, quote, these people hate America and they're so emboldened by the Democrats' disdain for our country, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Omar said in her speech that, quote, the U.S. government will only do what Somalians in the U.S. tell them to do. They will do what we want and nothing else. They must follow our orders, and that is how we will safeguard the interests of Somalia, she added. We Somalians must have the confidence. Notice she says, I'm not an American. I'm just an American congresswoman, but I'm not an American. We Somalians must have the confidence in ourselves that we call the shots in the U.S., acting like it's a foreign country to her. Together, we will protect the interests of Somalia. Again, those are her exact words, not the interests of America. Together, we will protect the interests of Somalia. So the question is she a registered foreign agent? If you're in the U.S. government and you're lobbying on behalf of Somalia, you're supposed to, well, number one, not be a member of Congress because obviously you're not working for the American people. You're representing a foreign country and you're supposed to register as a foreign agent if you're working on behalf of a foreign nation. Americans for Prosperity. Tennessee Ambassador Robbie Starbuck accused Omar of openly admitting allegiance to a foreign nation and to using her position in government to put the foreign nation first. Again, I couldn't agree more. Saying, quote, this is treason, he declared. Ilhan Omar is an agent for Somalia. Based on her words, that would be accurate. It's all out in the open. She should be removed from Congress at the very least. Absolutely insane. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, the ambassador, Elmi, said, quote, we are profoundly surprised, even shocked, on discovering the remarks made by Congresswoman Omar of Minnesota in a recent public forum, widely circulated on most social media platforms and attached below for your reference. The language she employed was regrettable, unbecoming of both the office she holds and the constituents she represents. This is our ambassador, by the way. Her expressions were lacking in common decency and revealed a significant lack of understanding of basic facts, specifically troubling, where her endeavors to revive the once violent and dangerous ideology of Greater Somalia or Somaliween, which caused so much death, destruction, and conflict in the Horn of Africa. Furthermore, her use of ethno-racist rhetoric didn't escape attention and left many with a deep sense of disappointment. This was particularly, the ambassador goes on to write, belittling for those who recall similar racist attacks she endured not long ago of being quote-unquote not American enough, and was baffling to see her take a similar approach and accuse the entire Somaliland nation of falsely claiming Somali identity. Moreover, her ignorance of U.S. Somaliland cooperation and the fight against terror and piracy in the Gulf of Aden and the Gulf of Berbera was shocking, to say the least. We hope the House leadership and her caucus will take note of her public conduct, unbecoming of a United States congresswoman and not representative of the August House she serves in. That's the full statement from the Somaliland ambassador. That, and again, I'm glad she reposted the video for the world to see it. Now, this isn't the first time she has endured the idea of her being removed from her position. Omar's previous anti-Semitic remarks, as well as her demanding Israel stop defending itself against Hamas terrorists in Gaza, has led to calls from Republicans that she be removed from Congress and sparked censure resolutions from her colleagues. She is part of that progressive squad of anti-American lawmakers. She also is the same woman who also said in her remarks about the 9/11 terrorists, she referred to them as some things that happened. You remember that when she said some things like it's just no big deal. It's just, you know, some things happened on 9/11. Here she is saying those anti-American comments back in 2019.
Terror was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Some people did something. 9/11, some people did something. And since that happened, she says they were losing their liberty, so therefore CARE, this organization that she was speaking at, said, oh yeah, you hate America too? Come on over. We'd love for you to speak. And she referenced the 9/11 terrorist attackers, those terrorists that killed countless Americans and innocent men, women, and children, as some people that did something. Some people that did something. That's what she believes. Is there just some people that did something?
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, while Ilhan Omar is saying all these things, there's also another story that you have to ask about other people in Congress, about whose side are they on. Let me give you an example of where your tax dollars are going now, and it deals with Ukraine. Ukraine says that the U.S. money that we are sending is not going to Ukraine, and instead, you ready for this? Is benefiting American interests. That's right. So far, we have spent $130 billion. That's how much money. And it's more than that because we've had to borrow the money to send to Ukraine and we're paying interest on that money. $130 billion has been sent to Ukraine so far for its war against Russia. Is apparently not actually going to Ukraine, but is really benefiting American interests. A spokesperson for Ukraine aid said publicly, the new shot claim was in response to a request for information by Breitbart News on whether or not any American tax dollars had gone specifically to Uman, a city in the war-torn Eastern European nation that is currently seeing a condo built on a Jewish mass grave, as previously reported. It's in violation of a bilateral agreement, which apparently means nothing, with the U.S. and also in violation of international law. But hey, who cares, right? You just keep moving forward. Breitbart reported on January the 10th that a city in Ukraine is proceeding with building a condo on a Jewish mass grave, despite three letters from members of Congress from both parties to the Ukrainian government demanding the cemetery be protected. Replying to an inquiry about whether or not U.S. dollars are going to the city where this is taking place, a spokesperson for the Ukrainian embassy told Breitbart News that, quote, funds authorized by American lawmakers to support Ukrainians' armament are not directly allocated to Ukraine, after claiming The Ukrainian embassy did not receive a request sent by Breitbart News 8 months ago for information on the construction project, which requires desecrating the remains of victims of the 1768 Haydamak massacre. Spokesman explained that instead, quote, a significant portion of the billions of dollars to Ukraine is utilized in the United States for the construction of new weapons or to replenish those dispatched to Kyiv from U.S. reserves, adding that an analysis, not specifically cited, found that, quote, nearly 90% of aid granted by Congress is first benefiting American interest. The email continues. The allocation of funds doesn't imply immediate expenditure. American interest, quote unquote, in this context presumably means weapons manufacturers who are putting pressure on people in Congress on the Republican side, as well as Democrats, to keep the money flowing. This on top of the fact that the Associated Press reported Sunday that employees from a Ukrainian arms firm, quote, conspired with defense ministry officials to embezzle more than $40 million allocated to weapons purchases. I'm going to read that for you again. Your tax dollars. The Associated Press reporting on Sunday that employees from a Ukrainian arms firm conspired with defense ministry officials to embezzle almost $40 million allocated for weapons purchases. Instead, they're rich. Now, the news also comes months after the New York Times reported on the sacking of Ukraine's Minister of Defense due to, well, financial mismanagement in the departure. Amid an avalanche of cash coming from the United States of America to fund the war effort. And as the Ukrainian President Zelensky asked for more money while also suspending elections in his country, which is exactly what dictators do. The New York Times report said some repayments for weapons had, quote, vanished in the bank accounts of weapons dealers. Among about 980 million in weapons contracts that missed their delivery dates in 2023. Breitbart previously reported in October of 2021, a letter was sent to Zelensky personally by Representative Gregory Meeks, a Democrat from New York, and Jerry Nadler, a Democrat from New York, expressing, quote, concerns about desecration of a Jewish cemetery in Uman in violation of existing cultural heritage protection agreements, emphasizing that the cemetery and other important historical and culturally significant sites are provided with legal protection under the 1994 bilateral agreement between the United States and Ukraine on protecting and preserving cultural heritage. Now, to be clear, we could just stop the money going to Ukraine and they would protect this area, but they know we have a president that's going to keep the money coming in. Now, that's not all that they've been doing. And these are Democrats that are getting walked all over. Because later the same month, another letter addressed to Zelensky personally was sent by Representative Richie Torres, another Democrat from New York, Marcy Kaptur, a Democrat from Ohio, Susan Wild, another Democrat from Pennsylvania, Mike Quinley, another Democrat from Illinois, and Doug Lamborn, a Republican from Colorado, as well as Brian Fitzpatrick, a Republican from Pennsylvania, raising more alarms about the cemetery's, quote, destruction and desecration. Again, reiterating that the act is in violation of that 94 agreement between the U.S. and Ukraine on protecting and preserving cultural heritage. This on top of the fact that President Obama's Protect Cemeteries Act of 2014 ensured the International Religious Freedom Acts of 98 accounts for the desecration of cemeteries as an assault on the fundamental rights to freedom of religious groups, especially egregious when tolerated by local or national governments in the countries in which the offenses occurred. Now, this was a mass grave for people that were Jewish. There's a lot of people that associate themselves with Nazis in the Ukraine, to be clear. And so now they're desecrating a mass grave of Jewish people that were killed by the people and their people, to be clear, and our government dollars are going to this country. Now, the next year, in September of 2022, there was also a letter signed by 23 members of Congress that was sent to the Ukraine Ministry of Affairs to raise issues of several legal construction projects. continuing unabated within the protected zones of the burial place, despite stop work orders. The letter said the lawmakers look forward to hearing from you on steps to stop the illegal construction in Uman. Well, guess what? According to photos obtained by Breitbart of the project location this month, construction of the condo is moving forward at a rapid pace. Ukrainian embassy insists this was a city council issue, despite the bilateral agreement regarding the preservation of cemeteries signed by the Ukrainian president and three letters from U.S. Congress addressed to the president and foreign affairs minister. In other words, they don't give a crap. The Biden administration is now seeking an additional $64 billion for Ukrainian aid for American interests, they claim. However, they are facing some resistance in Congress. But what does this tell you when you really break this down? What it tells you is this. The Biden administration doesn't give a crap about giving money to people that are desecrating mass graves of Jewish people that were killed in Ukraine. And the people in Ukraine don't give a crap what they're doing either. And they know that we're going to keep sending them their money. And the reason why is because, as they basically said, we dare you to screw with us. This was a shot across the bow from Ukraine. We'll expose the corruption in America if you guys don't shut the hell up. If you want to bother us, Democrats, and cut off the money, then we'll expose the corruption that is happening in your country with the money that you guys are allocating for us that's going to American contractors first. That is what they are saying very clearly.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden's speech about firing Viktor Sokin, the man who was investigating Burisma. You may remember he was investigating Burisma. This also comes as new information coming out about Hunter Biden. Yes, Hunter Biden now in even more trouble with the federal government. What do I mean by that? Well, get ready and start taking notes, folks, because you're going to love this one. Hunter Biden, we now know, lied about his art. We also know that his sugar daddy, and this is just one weird as hell relationship, was not only giving him millions of dollars, but we also have now learned that he holds his 10% stake in the Chinese energy company CEFC. We also know that Biden's business associate and the Chinese Communist Party link company met Joe Biden and write this down and paid $3 million after Joe Biden left the presidency. Now, this is somewhat complicated, but I know Mark's audience is brilliant, so you guys can handle this. They couldn't do this on cable, on most cable channels, because it's above the audience's IQ. CEFC is that Chinese energy company. It's a Chinese energy company directly linked to the Chinese Communist Party. We now know that this is for a fact, met with President Joe Biden and paid the Biden family business $3 million in 2017. How do we know this? Because under oath, Joe Biden's good friend, an associate, business associate, Rob Walker, told the House Oversight Committee this on Friday. The timing of the payments are now raising serious suspicions about whether or not the payments were deliberately and purposely delayed to obscure Joe Biden as the quote-unquote brand of the business that sold access to Joe Biden to receive the millions of dollars. We also know that the Bidens earned tens of millions of dollars from foreign business deals for which Hunter offered no real work. Yeah, no work at all. Walker, who described himself as acting as a surrogate for Hunter around the country and abroad, pursuing opportunities. Notice he didn't say business opportunities, just pursuing opportunities. He said that CEFC paid the Biden family business $3 million, specifically after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017, delaying the payments, right, for the big guy for more than a year until Joe Biden became a, quote, private citizen. In addition, Rob Walker told the committee on Friday that the now missing chairman, because the guy who was the chairman of CEFC, his name was Yi, met with Joe Biden in 2017. He says the meeting occurred at the Washington, D.C. Four Seasons Hotel and included about 10 others. That, according to an FBI interview recently released by the House Ways and Means Committee. So much for the narrative that Joe Biden never talked business, right? Never one time. And he lied to you when he was running for president in 2017 or 2019, I should say, during those final months before you voted. Joe Biden said he never talked business with his family, period. Joe Biden lied to you and said that his family never made a dollar or took a dime from China. Rob Walker, under oath, now saying that the Biden family business did in fact receive a $3 million wire transfer and subsequent payments from CEFC between 2015 and 2017. The House Oversight Committee revealed in March this information that's now been confirmed from the suspicious activity reports known as SARs, and then subpoenaed records from the Bank of America to back that up. Quote, and again, I hope you're taking notes, folks. The Chinese company paid Hunter Biden and his associates $3 million shortly after Joe Biden left office as a thank you. Let me read that again. Quote, the Chinese company paid Hunter Biden and his associates, that would be his dad, $3 million shortly after Joe Biden left office as a quote-unquote thank you for the work they did while Joe Biden was in office. That's what the House Oversight Committee stated on Friday. Quote, members of the Biden family received payments for the Chinese deal, even though they did not work on it. That's called bribery, folks. That's called money laundering. This is the type of swampy influence peddling the American people want us to end, the House Oversight Committee said. Now, Walker claimed during his Friday deposition that Joe Biden, quote, was never involved in any of the business activities. However, Miranda Devine, the author of The Laptop from Hell, pointed out, saying this, of course Joe Biden wasn't involved in the business. Why was he not involved in the business? Because he was the entire reason the business existed. Without Joe Biden and his position of power, this money never would have made it into their bank accounts. She went on to say, quote, Marina Devine, and she knows this stuff better than anybody, quote, he was the product, referring to Joe Biden, that was being sold. He was the brand, right? The brand that was being sold. And he frequently made himself, as well as Air Force Two, available for marketing purposes for the brand that was being sold, which was Joe Biden. Now, the $3 million from CEFC through Rob Walker is now also confirmed as a link to the $40,000 that Joe Biden received in 2017, a direct payment from the account of his brother, James Biden, and his sister-in-law, Sarah Biden. It was in the form of a personal check that, of course, in the memo line was labeled as a, quote, loan repayment. The $40,000 money trail began on July 30th of 2017, at the same exact time when that famous now WhatsApp message, when I think it was five different times, if I remember correctly, Hunter Biden invoked his father and demanded a $10 million payment from CEFC associate Raymond Zhao. Of course, with his dad sitting right next to him. That's what Hunter Biden said in the text message. And guess what happened? They got the $10 million within days of him sending that text message demanding the money. Which brings me back to that $40,000 check. That $40,000 check in the second instance, Joe Biden personally accepted a suspicious personal check from his brother, James Biden. That's what the Oversight Committee is now saying. And the discovery of the checks justified concerns that the Biden business compromised Joe Biden, who is now the president of the United States of America. It lends further credence to the impeachment inquiry into the president, the House Oversight Committee also states. House investigators, just to put it in perspective for you, launched this probe into the Biden family in 2022. They have now revealed and confirmed that Joe Biden received direct payments from James Biden and direct payments from Hunter Biden, meaning that the President of the United States of America lied to you on countless occasions. They also show that nine additional Biden family members, and they have proof of all this, received payments from the family's foreign business ventures. In those nine, we also know that two of the nine are Joe Biden's grandchildren. Another way to launder money. Joe Biden, of course, has yet again denied any involvement in the Biden family business ventures, and he did it at least nine different times on the record. He lied to the American people over and over and over and over and over again. Let me remind you of Joe Biden's lies to you. He started those lies back in Des Moines, Iowa, on September the 21st of 2019, in the closing days of the presidential election.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Dad, I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in time. It's good. I need to be clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, then you call. I love you.
That last voicemail that you just heard was a voicemail that Joe Biden left on Hunter Biden's cell phone. Hey, pal, it's Dad. I thought the article released online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, right, was really good. Thought it was clear. Thought it was a good article. I think you're clear in any ways. If you get a chance, give me a call. I love you. That by the way, forget all the money. Forget all the suspicious activity reports. Forget all of that. The voicemail alone is not a smoking gun. It's a bomb going off. Joe Biden did discuss with his son, with his brother, and everybody else, his businesses. Even though Joe Biden said to you, quote, I never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with businesses, with their businesses. Well, if that was the case, then why did you leave that voicemail? Joe Biden said it multiple times. I never spoke to my son about his overseas business dealings. And then he said, by the way, in the second half of that statement, he said this. Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. You can't make this up. Let me go back to the laptop I mentioned for a second. Remember when Joe Biden said the emails on Hunter Biden's laptop were also lies? They were Russian plants. They were a smear campaign. We now know that the deep state admits the laptop's real and they knew it all along. But what did he say during the campaign on the debate stage?
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that
this, folks.
All about your son Hunter for Russian disengagement and a smear campaign, like you said.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know you'd ask him. Said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what.
Over and over and over and over again. He lied to you. Over and over and over again, Joe Biden looked you in the eyes and lied to your face. He kept saying over and over again, this is a Russian plant. Come on, man. You're smarter than this, America. You're not stupid. You're not dumb. You're not an idiot. Come on, man. This is a smear campaign, man. This is all a smear campaign. Guess what? He was lying to you then. He's lying to you now. Make sure you hit that subscribe, auto download, or follow button, especially if you're on Apple as the algorithms have changed. You're going to have to check and make sure you're still getting every episode. In that top right corner, if you're on an iPhone, make sure you hit that follow button and it goes to a check mark. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.